Chapter 41. Do you feel well enough to be out? This was Cade's greeting when I walked into his office. Assuring him that I certainly did, I told him about Jules's visit and the conversation we'd had. Then I told him that I thought the scrap of white material caught on the cedar tree had come from a tablecloth and may have been the one Jules saw Myra with the day of Miss Evangeline's death. Cade closed one eye and rubbed his mustache, a sure sign of deep thought. Finally, he shook his head. You may be right, Ned. That sure sounds suspicious. However, we've got 4 good suspects out at the Carver place, 5 if I count Ken. Of course, he's tucked away out of sight right now. So which one was it? Or are they all in this together? Guess I ought to tell you, though. Forensics identified the murder weapon that killed Miss Evangeline. It was a hammer. I shuddered. Oh, Cade, a hammer! Somebody hit that poor little woman with a hammer while she lay on the ground?
Looks that way, he said. However, here comes the interesting part. It wasn't just any hammer. It was the kind farriers use when they shoe horses.
The bad feeling in the pit of my stomach grew. I didn't want to hear what he was going to say next.
As you know, your newfound cousin shoes horses. He shot a lot of them for Miss Evangeline. You want to know where we found that hammer?
I shook my head. Not really. We found it in Ken's tool shed, the one where he kept the supplies for the horses. And the only fingerprints on it were Ken's. I swallowed a couple of times before I could speak. But, Cade, Ken was already in protective custody when I was attacked out in the Carver pasture.
If he hadn't been, he'd be in a lot more trouble than he's in right now. As it is, looks like somebody may be trying to frame Ken. They could have worn gloves and been careful how they handled the hammer that killed Miss Evangeline and planted it back in the tool shed where Ken kept it.
Do you happen to have any coffee that wasn't made yesterday? I asked, looking around his office. He grinned.
My feelings are hurt. The coffee in this office is always fresh and piping hot. One lovely styrofoam cupful coming up.
The coffee, when Cade handed me a cup, was hot, and that was the main reason I had asked for it. It helped warm my cold hands. I took a small sip and felt it burn all the way down to my stomach. Phew, I gasped. No wonder you're able to work all day and half the night. This has enough caffeine to float a spoon. Before he could answer, I went on. Let's think about this. Why would any of the Carver family want to throw suspicion on Ken unless they know about his birth and are framing him to make sure he doesn't inherit? And how would they know that he is Miss Evangeline's son, since Miss Evangeline kept it a secret all these years, and Ken himself didn't know until recently she was his mother?
I'd say the family knows, but I don't know how unless Myra or Lila knew and told them, he said. And how'd Lila and Myra know? Or maybe they just suspected as much.
I suddenly felt tired. Setting the coffee on his desk, I rose to my feet.
I'll leave it with you, Cade. I'm going home, feed my animals, put my feet up, and think about this. Maybe I'll get a sudden inspiration.
Cade walked to the door with me. He gathered me in his arms for a quick hug.
Lock your doors. I'll have a deputy keep watch until I can get there tonight.
No arguments. I think you should put in an alarm system, Ned. Even Ulysses or I, or any number of watchmen, can sometimes slip up. I'll feel a lot better if you have electronic eyes surveilling your place 24 hours a day. Although I didn't tell him, I was glad Cade would spend another night on my sofa.
I promise, I said, although you are a lot more company than some old electronic spy.
He grinned as I left.
See you tonight, he said.